Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org. Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter, dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Later on Central Time, we'll learn about some of the best places to check out fall colors in the state. That's coming up in our Curious Wisconsin segment.
But first, we turn to some major news happening in Green Bay. The Leo Frigo Bridge, one of the most important thoroughfares in northeastern Wisconsin, has been closed indefinitely after a large sag was discovered on Wednesday morning.
The bridge is part of I-43. It carries about 40,000 vehicles a day. An investigation into the bridge is underway by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Joining us now is Patty Murray. She's WPR's reporter in Green Bay, and she's been following the story. Patty, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
All right, so the Department of Transportation is reporting what they're calling a sag in the Leo Frigo Bridge. Can you tell us a bit about what's happening there?
Actually, the DOT did just hold another media briefing that I tuned into online. It just wound up a few minutes ago. And this sag is between 27 and 22 inches. I'll give you a picture of the bridge for somebody who may not be that familiar with it. It is a four-lane bridge, so two lanes in each direction. Part of the bridge is sagging 27 inches. Part of it's sagging 22 inches. Either way, it's enough to shut the thing down. And like you said, we don't really know when this thing is going to reopen. They did say that the DOT, the State Department of Transportation, is bringing on extra staffers, and the Federal Highway Administration is involved, obviously, since it's an interstate highway. So those two clues tell me it's not going to open anytime soon. That's speculation on my part, but if you've seen pictures of this sag, the bridge almost looks like a piece of ribbon candy.
Which is, yeah, the word sag is not, of course, what you want associated with a major, supposedly solid piece of infrastructure.
It does not inspire
but
confidence.
How alarming is it, do you think?
Well, it's, I mean, obviously nobody was injured, and that's the main point. I mean, all of our minds, I think, when we hear about bridge problems like this go back to, I think it was about 6 years ago in Minneapolis when the interstate bridge there did collapse and people were killed. So nothing like that happened here, thank God. And when I was at the media briefing yesterday, the DOT officials made the point over and over again that this bridge is not in danger of collapsing, but they want everybody to stay off of it. They don't want anybody to even walk on the bridge. They don't want anybody to go underneath the bridge because the piers, what we would think of as a pillar or a column, those are technically called piers, and that one of those piers has failed somehow. It's either sunk into the ground or something has happened to this pier, and that is what has led to this sag.
Now, can you give us a sense of just how important the Leo Frigo Bridge is to Green Bay?
Well, you know, Green Bay is cut in half by the Fox River. And so your east side or west side, for example, I live on the west side. I work on the east side. So you got to get from here to there. So it's going to take a little bit longer without this this bridge, because the other bridges through town, there are three more in the city of Green Bay. There is a highway bridge that runs through like De Pere and Ashwaubenon. But the three bridges within the city of Green Bay, kind of what we would think of as the downtown area, those are drawbridges. So you never know. You know, it's still shipping season. The drawbridge can open up, and And on top of that, what we call in Green Bay the double whammy. You got a train track in front of the drawbridge, so you could have a train going by, which happened to me this morning. So you're stuck waiting for the train to go by, which is fine. It's all part of commerce. But then you also have the possibility of the drawbridge going up. So people really need to drive the town. They need to get an alternate route for the foreseeable future or unforeseeable future.
Well, this is part of I-43. People who might be heading past Green Bay, is this going to affect a lot of travelers who are looking to get through Green Bay onward up toward, I don't know, Door County or somewhere?
Well, that's another fun part of the story. Maybe not Door County, because you could scoot around this and easily go up Interstate 43, no problem. People who want to go up and see the beautiful leaves and maybe visit a few apple orchards in Door County or something like that, no problem. If, however, you're going to be heading up for, like, deer hunting or something, like toward Marinette or the Upper Peninsula toward northern Wisconsin, mm-hmm. on the west side of the bay, there is also a major reconstruction project going on for Highway 41, State Highway 41. And so there are some lane restrictions, and sometimes, usually overnight, they're even closing off portions of the highway there. So there you go.
Now, you're describing kind of a traffic, nightmare. I've been in Green Bay, but I can't remember how heavy traffic is there. How big a deal do you expect this to be to commuters every day?
Well, to commuters. I mean, I think commuters and...
Or just people getting to their jobs and their homes.
Oh, I don't think anybody's been impeded from getting to work. I mean, I don't think it's not to that extent. It's an inconvenience, but... You know, as I said before, you know, nobody was injured, nobody got killed or anything like that. So it's just something, you got to deal with it.
Now, there was, as I understand it, some construction sort of shoring up various parts of the same bridge earlier this year. So I take it whatever happened there was not enough to stop this sag from happening. Do you know what they did earlier and how it might have affected the sag now?
They were doing some deck repair, some painting of the bridge to prevent rusting, you know, things like that. So it was kind of typical maintenance that would happen on a bridge. And I did ask the DOT officials about that yesterday. I said, hey, you know, did this deck repair have anything to do with it? Because I remember with that I-35 or 35W in Minneapolis that... They said that some of that, you know, you're just putting asphalt on top of asphalt on top of asphalt to repair the roadway, the deck. And I think there was some sort of concern that that might have weighted the bridge down. It's too early to say anything about that with this Leo Frigo I-43 bridge here in Green Bay.
Okay, and last quick question. Is this going to mean anything for Packer fans who are trying to get to Green Bay to see a game?
I just talked to somebody from the Green Bay Visitors and Convention Bureau today, and his quote was, people would crawl to get to a Green Bay Packer game.
And will they have to?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see. Keep us in touch about this one, Patty.
I shall.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That was Patty Murray, WPR's reporter in Green Bay. For more coverage on this story, Joy Cardine will be talking with Wisconsin Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb. That's coming up Tuesday at 7 o'clock next week.
Coming up next, we'll hear about some of the best places in the state to see fall colors.
You're listening to Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.